She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and we love to talk about natural skincare and especially DIY skin recipes. And here to share some great ones is Sheetal Rawal. And she created a wonderful all-natural skincare line called Aspera. Mm-hmm. And she is into Ayurveda. That's what they're based on. We're going to have so much fun. Hello, Sheetal. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you. I look forward to having a lot of fun with you. The product line is Apsara, though, if I might correct that.
ApsaraSkincare.com. Yeah, I'm notorious for mispronouncing things, so I'm glad that you corrected it.
All right, so she's part of my charm. That is part of your charm. We love you for that, Lisa, for sure. All right, so can you tell us a little bit, Sheetal, about the product line? I mean, you know, we're very much into, obviously, you know, Lisa did a whole show with David Pollack about skincare and not having certain ingredients in it. So tell us a little bit about your line.
So the line is heavily inspired by and based on Ayurveda, which is a 5,000-plus year old system of health and well-being that originated in the Indian subcontinent. So lots of inspiration from ingredients like turmeric, like neem, like sandalwood. So the line is clean and green. Over 85% of the entire Apsara skincare line is free of harsh chemicals and synthetic preservatives. We have a lot of products to cover all personal needs. There are cleansers, toners, serums, lotions. There are face masks. There is a body wash. There is shampoo, conditioner, hair oil. And our latest launch, a baby wash called Chamomile Baby Wash. So all of your personal care needs met at this one place that has a mission. The Apsara skincare line is heavily mission-based, and the mission is to encourage you all to go natural and say no to harsh chemicals so that you can have beautiful skin. And nothing that touches your skin going into your bloodstream can cause that threat and concern that we are now becoming, as a collective, very, very aware of.
Oh, definitely. You know, I have a video series that airs on NaturallySavvy.com and RadioMD.com, What's Hot in Health with Lisa Davis. And one of the things that I do a lot is I make different face masks with avocado and oatmeal and yogurt and things like that. What are some of the face masks that you like to do? And what are some other easy DIY skincare recipes?
Well, there are so many of them. So what I've done is that at ApsaraSkincare.com, there is a page called DIY. You will find it at the top of every single page there. Once you click into this page, you will find a lot of DIY skincare recipes. Our Facebook page is filled with them also. But let me share one really easy one with everybody that's tuned in and yourself. And this one is good for pigmented skin. Especially during summertime, we develop these sun spots and excess amount of tan that can make the skin look dull. But otherwise, if hyperpigmentation is an issue, this recipe is very good, and it's for you, of course. So we need 1 tablespoonful of papaya pulp, the fruit papaya. We pulp the fruit, 1 tablespoonful of that. To this, we add 1 teaspoonful of powdered brown sugar and just enough rose water to thin this mix out. This gets applied on the skin and left on for about 12 to 15 minutes, but no more than that. And then you wash your skin with lukewarm water. And never forget, you use your serum and your lotion for your unique skin type right after. Now, do this remedy, I would say, 1 to 2 times a week and no more than that. It has some serious fruit enzymes like papain that comes from papaya and some alpha-hydroxy acid, glycolic acid, more specifically, that comes from that powdered brown sugar. Rose water tightens up the skin, refreshes the skin. So all in all, it's such a fantastic recipe.
That sounds amazing. Sheetal, I want you to explain a little bit about, you know, the different types of products. So, for example, why would we use a serum? I've seen serums out there. Do they help with wrinkles? What are they used for? And are they applied before or after we apply our makeup?
All right. That's a fantastic question. So I will focus on what Apsara serums do. The ingredient profile of various different product lines is something that a consumer should have a very close eye on. There might be things that are less than desirable in a typical serum. But in general, an Apsara serum or a serum in general should be so lightweight that it should travel to very deep layers of your skin and begin a couple of things. One is deep cleaning out of the pores, and secondly, healing of skin and providing antioxidants and providing them in a formula that has the ability to travel to the deeper layers of your skin, not just superficially. So that's how mm-hmm. a serum is different from a lotion. While a lotion increases hydration levels at the more superficial levels of the skin, plumps out the skin, also heals and repairs, but more superficially. And a serum should be used before a lotion, and then you can follow it up with your makeup.
Ah, okay, thank you. That's very helpful, because I've seen it before, but I never really know. I'm one of those people that I need simple, right? But I mean, I'm getting older, and I want to be able to make sure my skin is hydrated and that I look younger, and we fight those wrinkles. So what would you recommend for those? Yeah,
right.
Nourish it too,
I was
exactly.
saying, you know, hydration is extremely important, just as you said. It covers the more superficial layers of your skin. As I was saying, it plumps out the skin. But nourishment is something that a serum can provide in ample, especially an Apsara serum. When you are increasing the nourishment levels, not the hydration levels, indirectly the skin is able to hold on to more moisture. There is a phrase called transepidermal water loss. So that transepidermal water loss, as the phrase suggests, means loss of hydration over the course of day, for a typical day, over the course of years also. But when you have a high-quality nourishing serum, this TEWL is decreased, so your skin is naturally able to hold on to more moisture, and therefore the skin looks fresh, it looks youthful, and you don't have to deal with premature signs of aging like lines and wrinkles and the other things that come with time.
So I have another question. Okay, so I want to talk about this facial scrub. So I've tried facial scrubs before, and you know what's happened to me is that, and I'm sure I just tried the wrong ones, is that it ended up giving me like spider veins or like little veins around my nose or on my cheeks. And I'm curious, and ever since then, I'm like, oh, I'm afraid to use the scrubs because I have very thin, very thin skin, and I just don't want to, obviously, you know, do something that's going to harm my skin. So what do you recommend? And obviously using Apsara's line, tell me a little bit about how to use them properly and if we shouldn't be using it, maybe if we have thin skin. Just like give me a little bit of a background on that.
Yeah, certainly. Happily, I'll do so. So the Apsara face scrub is called Nutshell Facial Scrub, and it's made with this herb, or it has one of the main ingredients is the herb called Tulsi from the Indian system, Ayurvedic system, which is also mm-hmm. called Holy Basil. Now, when mm-hmm. you're using the wrong sort of scrub on your skin, you're doing two things. First of all, you are doing a lot of abrasion on the superficial layers of your skin, of course. But then the ingredients, because the scrubbing takes a while, it takes 3 minutes or 4 minutes, you are also allowing your skin to sop up the harsh chemicals in the wrong scrub, and therefore more damage is done than is done good. But if you're using the right formula, then you are taking off those superficial layers without exposing your skin to harsh chemicals, rather exposing them to very beneficial ingredients that travel then into the deeper layers of the skin.
You know, I want to encourage people to check out asperaskincare.com. I'm looking at this trouble by dark spots on the face. When I used to do Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack, which Andrea referred to earlier, he would talk about this chemical called hydroquinone. And I finally said it right, Andrea, after all these years. And it's so nice that you have one with coconut water, papaya pulp, vitamin E, and mango powder. We'll have to have you back to talk more about these recipes. It's been so lovely having you on the show. So this has been really, really great. Such good information.
Likewise, I've enjoyed it. Let's talk again.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I would definitely like to check it out and check out all the ingredients in your products. Where can people learn more about your products?
Well, go to apsaraskincare.com. That's A-P as in Peter, S-A-R-A skincare.com. Wealth of information right there on the website.
Perfect. Thanks so much. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. And thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.